The Australian National University, or ANU, has just released a poll claiming that those of you interacting with the nation's politicians via social media are in turn more involved with politics. The poll also addresses social interaction, which has always been a key aspect of Web 2.0's function, through such components as blogs and online forums. Apparently, all those Facebook pokes and likes are making us more interactive on a global scale. The internet is quickly transforming our views on citizenship so that talking on Skype can be held within the same regard as a boardroom meeting. Co-author of the poll, Professor Ian McAllister, spoke to Annie Wiley about how your internet use affects the way that you think.
I guess my first question is, how exactly does this ANU poll work?
Well, what we do with the ANU poll is it's a national survey of normally about 1,200 people. Aged 18 and above, that we conduct by telephone. For each ANU poll, we have a predictor topic, and the topic for this poll was the internet and civil society.
Just reading through the poll, it seems to be, in terms of politics, you're saying that those that can use the internet are more politically informed?
That's correct. We were interested in the view that which you find quite a lot in the media and various other places, that the internet divides society, that there's a digital divide and it creates a very atomized society where people have difficulty relating one to another. So we were interested in the extent to which in virtual civil society this increased people's sense of trust with others, how it enhanced civil society and so on. And what we found was a fairly positive view that if people did engage with one another in the virtual world through social media and various other means on the internet, then that actually created social trust and in turn social capital, and that had consequences for people's views of politics. And one of the things we did find, which we've done quite a bit of research on, is that the more people use the internet, particularly during the course of election campaigns and if they visit particular sites and so on, then they do have greater levels of political knowledge. And we know that political knowledge enhances things like political efficacy, political trust, and a greater satisfaction with democracy.
So people that don't have the internet, for instance, in this most recent election, perhaps weren't making as informed and politically aware decisions as those that were using the internet?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. They were perhaps deriving their information from other sources. What we did find was that people that used the internet more frequently for gathering information about the election, who logged into websites that the political parties use, or the Federal Parliament website, or the Australian Electoral Commission, actually had greater levels of political knowledge.
In terms of social interaction, of course, you can say that the internet promotes social interaction with, as the report has said, other races, people from other countries. But is that really indicative of an increasingly social society when it's simply through things like emails and Facebook wall posts?
Well, I think the thing to say is that over the last 5 years or so, the internet has changed. So Web 1.0 was essentially email and people communicating on a one-to-one basis with each other or accessing websites. What we've seen with Web 2.0 and the social media with Twitter, Facebook, YouTube and so on is virtually a parallel virtual civil society where people are able to engage with each other in discussion groups, in blogs, in online meetings and so on. So we were interested in testing that to see to what extent that enhanced people's political trust, as we know that the real world civil society does. And we find that the effects were really very similar. If people did engage in Web 2.0 activities, this was very analogous to ordinary civil society, to personal interactions. And I think that's really very important for the future of the internet and the implications that it has for things like citizenship. Really, virtual civil society is starting to replace other aspects of ordinary civil society.
You mentioned the idea of good citizenship, and in the report it talks about certain percentages of society who do use the internet believing that you must support those who are worse off than yourself and various notions like that. Is this to do with being able to do more research and having a greater awareness because of the internet, or just a coincidental correlation between the two?
What we were interested there in looking at citizenship was the idea that people supported the norms of citizenship. And what we found was that people that used the internet tended to have a slightly different view of citizenship to people that were less frequent users of the internet or didn't use it at all. And I suppose the traditional view of citizenship was very much associated with duty. So things like obeying laws, jury service. The newer version of citizenship focuses on things like engagement. So, for example, social engagement, understanding others, being an ethical consumer, for example, or helping the global underprivileged. So really a different conception of citizenship. And what we've seen with the internet is that it tends to focus on this engaged aspect of citizenship, where this old, more traditional view of citizenship involving duty is something that's not quite as much emphasized.
Do you think that this change in the set of norms for people's views of citizenship will change permanently, so that even those not using the internet begin to take on that idea?
One view of the internet is that it undermines citizenship, that it's something that erodes personal contacts. The alternative view is that citizenship is evolving, that the internet presents new and much more interesting ways of doing things. So, for example, in the past, while people might have joined political parties, today they're much more likely to get involved politically through the social media, through things like GetUp and so on. So there's an evolution of citizenship, and I think that latter view is the one that probably most people would hold who do research in this area, that the notion of citizenship and how citizenship equates with democracy in the 21st century is really undergoing a change. And it seems to us that a major driver behind that change is the way people use the internet, the way they're able to contact each other, and the way this sense of virtual civil society works. A lot of organizations haven't really come to terms with this very fundamental change. Political parties, for example, have not reacted very well to the internet. They've not developed it. They've not used it to its best advantage. And I think over the next 5-10 years or so, we'll see the political parties, certainly in Australia, being much more adept at using the social media to try and attract support, and I think that'll be a real change.
ANU's Professor Ian McAllister chatting there to Annie Wiley, discussing the poll which dissects our usage of social media and how it adds to our sense of citizenship.